وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. إن شاء الله تعالى we're going to take lessons from the كتاب العقيدة الواسطية للشيخ الإسلام أبي العباس أحمد بن عبد الحليم بن عبد السلام بن تيمية الحراني رحمه الله. From the great scholars who used to live the 7th and the 8th century. He رحمه الله تعالى passed away 728 هجرية. 728 Hijriya. Tonight is 1445. How many years between the death of the Sheikh and tonight? Again, he died, rahimahullah ta'ala, 728 Hijriya. Tonight is 1445. How many years from his death? Rahimahullah. Naam. Who is good in math? 716. Another answer, 717. Now, we need to agree on one number. 717. Okay. The Sheikh Rahimahullah from his death time 770 years. And from Hijriya time he passed away 728, almost half from the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Shaykh Hussain Taymiyyah is famous with this name, Shaykh al-Islam, the Shaykh of al-Islam. Allah تبارك وتعالى gave him علم, beneficial knowledge, and implementation of that knowledge. He never married, رحمه الله تعالى. And he lived in difficult life, humiliation. Put him into jail, imprisoning him, until he passed away in the jail itself. They hurt him so much, until finally they made him, they told him that the leader made a decision to do to him something he never did before. He has his famous statement, he said, "What my enemy can do to me. If they kill me," he said, "it's a shahada, it's a martyr. If they deport me," make deportation, kick him out from wherever he was living, as they used to do, he said, "that siyaha will be free for calling people to Allah. And if they put me on a jail," he said, "that's ibadah, a worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have time to spend and devotion." So he said, "what my enemy can do to me?" أنا يفعل بي أعدائي فقتلي شهادة وطردي سياحة وحبسي عبادة. And no one can be in this state except someone who is upon إخلاص. حياته لله. قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له. And he was رحمه الله تعالى. He was given a knowledge. Such a way some of the scholars, like Shaykh al-Albani, our time, he said, لم تلد النساء مثله. Women didn't give birth like him. He needs to show how great he was, this alim. Rahimahullah. In every subject, whether it is the يعني عقيدة, this book is about the عقيدة, and also is about the أصول أهل السنة والجماعة. But when it comes to the fiqh, he's the imam. When it comes to the hadith, he's the imam. When it comes to the seerah, he's the imam. When it comes to the language, Arabic language, he's the imam. And many other subjects. I never forget this incident. One of my classmates in Medina University, one time we were reviewing the subject, and he was a new Muslim, and he was accepted by Medina University, and he went to the Arabic Institute, Shu'ba Ta'lim Lugha Al-Arabiya, before he joined the university to qualify to understand the professors who speak only Arabic. So he graduated from the institute, and then he joined the Jami'ah, but he's a new Muslim within years. So in every subject, when he's studying the hadith, when he's studying the aqidah, when he's studying the fiqh, when he's studying such thing, studying the tafsir, studying the qira'at, he keep on hearing Ibn Taymiyyah said it, Ibn Taymiyyah said it, Ibn Taymiyyah said it. The ulama they mention when they deliver, the jama'ah, they tell you, the school of Shafi'i says, school of Malik says, such, Ta'ifa says, Jahmiyyah says this, Mu'tazila says this, Ahl Sunnah says this. So he see his name almost everywhere. And he asked me one time, he said, this group, so every group you're learning, they teach you where are they found, where was their sources, who follow our time, when did they start, where the majority of them live, our time, if they. So he asked me, he said, Akhi, this group called Ibn Taymiyyah, where are they, where do they live? What part of the earth they live? When did they start it? I said, I didn't understand the beginning. He said, this group called Ibn Taymiyyah. I said, what do you mean? He said, the group called Ibn Taymiyyah, where are they? Where is their population? Al-Muhim. Then I understood. I said, Akhi, Ibn Taymiyyah is not a group. It's one individual. It's a scholar. Now he was very shocked. He said, this is scholar everywhere. Everywhere he is the top, he's refuting, he's correcting, he's commenting on, he's Ibn Taymiyyah said this, why? So he was that great alim. Even the disbelievers, many of the disbelievers who read, they praise him, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala. So he was great alim, rahimahullah. This is the author, he's the author of this book, Al-Aqidah to Al-Wasitiyah. And this subject, it's about the creed of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The ulama, the people of knowledge, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon them, to make easy for us to understand the two revelations, the Quran and the Sunnah. We know that the revelation from Allah consists of two things, Al-Kitab and Al-Hikmah. Not only the Kitab. The Kitab is the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the Hikmah, the Sunnah, is the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's his statements, his actions, his allowances. Allah mentioned that he sent two things, not only one. Who can remind us verse in the Quran that Allah sent down two? Yes. والذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتابة والحكمة. The messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he teaches people الكتاب والحكمة. Not only الكتاب, كتاب القرآن. واذكرنا ما يتلى في بيوتكن من آيات الله والحكمة. Allah addressed the wives of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Remember what's being recited in your houses. من آيات الله, of the verses of Allah. That's the Kitab. والحكمة. يعني الإمام الشافعي رحمه الله تعالى يسأل ما إسقال للسائل الحكمة إذ ذا السنة أو ذا مسجد صلى الله عليه وسلم. من آيات ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة. والله سين among them messenger who teach them the book and the hikmah. Allah said to his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Allah sent down unto you, إنزال, upon you, O the Messenger of Allah, الكتاب والحكمة. كتاب the Quran, حكمة the Sunnah. وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَا أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. O believers, remember the favors of Allah upon you and what Allah sent out unto you of the kitab and hikmah and other ayat in the Quran. So the revelation consists of these two things. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِ. We send down the dhikr, the Quran unto you, O the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, to clarify for the people that which we send down unto them. So the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hikmah, the sunnah, from it that which clarifies the Quran. Without it, Quran is not clear. Without sunnah, you can't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly. No way you can do that. Take an example for that. The sunnah is what clarifies how to pray the five prayers. How many rak'ah for each prayer? Maghrib 3 rak'ah, Isha 4, Fajr 2, and the like. How many ruku' in every rak'ah? How many sujood? What should be recited? How to make sujood? All that is in the sunnah. The Quran in general. Aqimu salah. Perform the salah, establish the prayer. But how to pray? Pray Maghrib, Isha, Fajr, Asr, Dhuhr, how? It's mentioned in the Sunnah. Likewise, Zakah. Likewise, the Hajj. And the light. So without the Sunnah, Quran is not clear. In many of it is, Mada Masai. Therefore Allah said, وَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِ. Therefore, anyone who claims he doesn't need the sunnah, that like that group who call Quran you, they say we only follow Quran. No need for sunnah. Just say we Quran you. You know that they are not truthful. You can't be Qurani, you can't follow the Quran truthfully without going back to the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, how are you going to pray? How are you going to give zakah? How are you going to make hajj? So Allah sent down these two things. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to teach people two things, not one thing. In a hadith, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ala inni utitu al-Qur'ana wa mithlahu ma'ahu." I have been given the Quran and similar to it. So the ulama, the Quran and Sunnah is an ocean of knowledge. Every Muslim, don't memorize all the Quran. If he memorized, she memorized, may not understand all the Quran. May not memorize all the hadith. If memorized, may not know all the meaning of a hadith. But the people of knowledge, they know that. Some of them specialize in Quran, the scholars, some of them specialize in hadith, some of them in that subject, some of them, all of it. So what they did, they make easy for us. When it comes to the, for instance, when it comes to the ibadat, they make a book for that, book of ibadat. Yani how to purify yourself, how to make wudu, how to make ghusl, how to pray, the condition of salah, the pillar of salah, the manner of salah, the sunnah of salah, how to correct the salah, the zakah, how to pay, who to give, when to give. Then name it, the fasting, hajj, ibadat, then all the way continue in business transactions, how to handle business, about the marriage, about divorce, about rules related to that, the vow, all the way to making a ruling, a judgment. All these subjects, there's a book, it's called Kutub al-Fiqh. Kutub al-Fiqh. You don't find in those books about Aqidah, about Tawheed. That's not what the book is for. Subject of Salah is all about Salah. It's only about Salah. They don't bring, when they're talking about Salah, they don't bring Hajj. What they gather, all the ayat in the Quran and Sunnah, all the ahadith, and they make summary, they tell you the conditions of Salah. In another book, it's books of Zuhd, books of Tafsir, books of Hadith, books of such subject. So, it's to make easy for the people. Likewise, they have books about the Aqidah, the creed of this group called Ahlu Sunnati wal Jama'ah, people of Sunnah and the unity. And that is the most important subject. The one relate to the creed, relate to the aqidah. What you should believe about Allah, about the messenger, about the books, about the angels, about the day of judgment, about the degree, about the jihad fi sabilillah, who to make jihad, about the rules of the people, who is Muslim, who is not Muslim, how to deal with them. And many issues that the subject is about. And this subject has proofs, clear proofs from Quran and Sunnah. Unlike some other subject, it's ijtihad. The ulama, they try to understand the text. So this subject, the Shaykh here addressed Al-Aqidah Al-Wasiti, is about the Aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Who Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah? Prophet Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi mentioned in his lifetime, in many ahadith, that his ummah will not remain united when it comes to their creed. And even when it comes to their leadership, they will divide. There will be a lot of differences, a lot of controversy. Even he mentioned, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, we seek refuge with Allah, some of his ummah will join the mushrikeen. They will turn to be idol worshippers. He mentioned, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a lot of things going to happen after. One day he said to his Sahaba, he gave talk, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after Fajr. In that talk, which shows that he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was about to die. The Sahaba, one of the companions called Irbad bin Sariya, as fi Sunan, he said, قال رضي الله عنه, وعدنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم موعظة بليغة وجلت منها القلوب وذرفت منها العيون فقلنا يا رسول الله كأنها موعدة مودع فأوصنا. الصحابي he mentioned, oh, the Messenger of Allah, it's like this is farewell, it's like you are about to die. Give us our fights. Means summarize for us. We understand from your speech, oh, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will not remain among us that long. Advise us, admonish us. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, he said that hadith, which consists of many principles of the religion of Islam. That hadith itself needs a whole book, rather books, let alone a lecture. What the point here is, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ بَعْدِ فَسَيَرَ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Indeed, anyone who remain alive after me, he will see a severe differences. Riwayah shadidan, severe. Khilafan kathir, a lot of controversy, differences. Means about his ummah, they will divide. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a group he called Khawarij. Khawarij kilabunar, they will come after him. He mentioned even the description, physical description of some of them, how they look like. He mentioned a group, he called them alayhi salatu wa salam al-qadariya. He said, Majusu hadhi al-umma. He mentioned sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that ummah will divide into 73 groups. And he said, kulluha fi an-nar illa wahida. Nasallallahu salamat wa al-afi. All will be in hellfire except one group. This is the point. When he was asked, who is that group? In a word, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man kana ala mithli ma ana alayhi liyawma wa ashabi. Whoever who is upon the way that I and my companion, me and my companion are upon today. Another riwaya هي الجماعة, it is the جماعة. Another riwaya السواد العظم. So he sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned that his ummah will divide into groups. So the group who he mentioned sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be safe because they remain on the path of safety are called Ahlu Sunnati wal Jama'ah, people of Sunnah, following the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wal Jama'ah, they follow the Jama'ah, the Sahaba. They follow the Jama'ah of the Muslims. They are with the Muslims. The Jama'ah, the Muslim who have a leader and the society, they are with them. They are people who are upon the Haqq. They remain on the truth. This group are called Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. This is what this book is about. So Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, in this aqidah, in this creed, he rahimahullah ta'ala talk about many issues. But he started with the most important issue. First, inshallah ta'ala, we need one of the brothers to read for us the muqaddimah. مقدمة الشيخ إن شاء الله the introduction بارك الله فيك in Arabic and then in English إن شاء الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال المصنف أحمد بن عبد الحليم بن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى: الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما مزيدا أما بعد.
The English, لو سمحت.
In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. The praise belongs to Allah who sends His Messenger with guidance and religion of truth, making it incumbent on all religions. Allah is the best of witnesses, and I testify that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone, that He has no partners. And I admit and believe in the oneness of Allah, and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and messenger. May Allah greatly bless him, his family and his companions.
Jazakum Allahu khairan. The Shaykh rahimahullah, here he start with this, he start the book with that, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bismillah, ay Bismillahi abdaw. In the name of Allah, I start. Allah, Ar-Rahman, the most gracious, the most compassionate, Ar-Rahim, the most merciful. The Shaykh, he did that because Allah al-Kareem started with his book, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to start the letters he sent to the people with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And this is to seek closeness to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala through His beautiful names and attributes. Because every you have here three names of Allah. Allah ar-Rahman الرحيم. Rather, here Bismillah is مفرد مضاف فيعوم. Bismillah in the name of Allah goes back to every name of Allah Azza wa Jalla, not a specific name. So you are starting with the names of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And every name of Allah has sifa, has a description. So you are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentioning His names, mentioning His attributes to get close to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ Allah said. Remember me to remember you. مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي فِي نَفْسِي ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي نَفْسِي وَمَنْ ذَكَرَنِي فِي مَلَئِ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي مَلَئٍ خَيْرٍ مِنْهُ. If you remember Allah, Allah remembers you. By yourself. In a group better than you. So, this is from the benefit of starting with the names of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Then the Shaykh, he prays Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And he makes the shahadatain. Then he makes salutations and salam to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to his family members from the believers and to his companion. And this is the right of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the Shaykh said, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, after that, Tafaddal Barakallahu Fik.
قال رحمه الله فهذا اعتقاد الفرقة الناجية المنصورة إلى قيام الساعة أهل السنة والجماعة وهو الإيمان بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله والبعث بعد الموت والإيمان بالقدر خيره وشره.
This is the belief of the saved group, the victorious ones on the day of judgment, the people of Sunnah and the Jama'ah, the belief in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers and the resurrection after death, and the belief in the divine decree, the qadr, be it good or bad.
Ahsantuma, barakallahu fikum. The Shaykh rahimahullah here, he made clear what this book is about. He said, فَهَذَا اِعْتِقَادُ الْفِرْقَةِ النَّاجِيَةِ الْمَنْصُورَةِ إِلَىٰ قِيَامِ السَّاعَةِ أَهْلِ سُنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ. This is the belief of the safe group. Safe group. Safe from what? From deviation in this worldly life and from punishment in the hereafter. Al-Mansura, the victorious, they will be victorious over their enemy. Ila qiyam al-sa'ah. So this is what this book is about. It's mentioning the aqidah, the creed, the belief of the saved group. Those, because they follow the path of safety, Allah al-Karim will save them. فَلَا يَدِلُّونَ وَلَا يَشْقُونَ. In this worldly life, they will not go astray. And in the year after, they will not lose. This is their aqidah. أحسن. Then the Shaykh said,
قال وَمِنَ الْإِيمَانِ بِاللَّهِ الْإِيمَانُ بِمَا وَصَفَ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ فِي كِتَابِهِ الْعَزِيزِ وبما وصفه به رسوله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من غير تحريف ولا تعطيل ومن غير تكييف ولا تمثيل.
From the belief in Allah is the belief in how He has described Himself in His book, the Quran, and how His Messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم has described Him without distorting or denying and without questioning the how or making resemblance.
جزاكم الله خيرا. This is, if any one of us understand this section, this part, inshallah, you go into as understand everything after that. The Shaykh, he will mention about the names and the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. So please focus on this. The Shaykh said, وَمِنَ الْإِيمَانِ بِاللَّهِ, and from the belief in Allah, of the belief of Allah. الإيمان بما وصف به نفسه في كتابه العزيز. To believe in Allah تبارك وتعالى is the belief in how Allah has described Himself in His book. To believe how Allah سبحانه وتعالى has described Himself in His book. And in how His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in His Quran, describe Himself with some descriptions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His Quran, He named Himself to believe it. Likewise, Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in His Sunnah describe Allah with descriptions, with attributes. Also, he named Allah Azza wa Jal to believe it. Accept it, believe it. This is the aqidah of the saved group. Then the Shaykh, he added, because there are people who deviate from that route, from that path. He said, مِنْ غَيْرِ تَحْرِيفٍ وَلَا تَعْطِيلٍ وَمِنْ غَيْرِ تَكْيِيفٍ وَلَا تَمْثِيلٍ. Without distorting or denying or without questioning the how or making resemblance. Here, the Shaykh, he mentioned وَمِنَ الْإِيمَانِ بِاللَّهِ, from the believing in Allah, of the believing in Allah. Because believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الإيمان بالله يتضمن الإيمان بربوبية الله عز وجل والإيمان بألوهيته سبحانه وتعالى، والإيمان بأسمائه الحسنى وصفاته العلى. Believing in Allah consists of believing in His Lordship, believing in His Godship, ألوهية, and believing in His beautiful names and attributes. هذا هو الإيمان بالله. This is believing in Allah Azza wa Jal. If you believe the three aspects of Tawheed of Allah, Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, Tawheed al-Asma' wa Sifat, فأنت مؤمن بالله. You believe in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If the person neglects one of it, he has a deficiency in his belief in Allah Azza wa Jal. علماء they call أقسام التوحيد الثلاثة. Three aspects of the توحيد of Allah عز وجل. If you recite the Quran, you will find more than one verse. Allah mentioned these three aspects of توحيد. Who remind us one ayah? One ayah that Allah mentioned these three aspects of توحيد about believing in Allah عز وجل. نعم. أحسن تبارك الله فيك. Verse in سورة مريم. Allah said, رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما فاعبده واصطبر لعبادته هل تعلم له سميا. Three marks relate to Allah. رب السماوات والأرض. رب خبر لمبتدا محذوف تقديره هو. Allah is the Lord of the heaven and the earth and all that between them. That's one thing. To believe that Allah is ماذا؟ رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما. Allah is the Lord of the heaven and the earth and all that between them. One thing. Another thing. فاعبده. Therefore worship him alone. فسببية. Because Allah is the Lord of the heaven and the earth and all that between them. Worship him alone. Single out him in worship. Single out him in worship. وَاصْطَبِرْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ and endure patience in his worship. Because worship, praying, fasting, sadaqah, treating people well, it needs patience. The third mata, هَلْ تَعْلَمُ لَهُ سَمِيًا أَيْسْ مُسَامِيًا وَنَظِيرًا وَشَبِيًا. Do you know anyone equal to Allah? لا, لا يوجد. None. ليس كمثله شيء. وهو السميع البصير. So these three aspects of Tawheed. First one, what is called again? Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. The oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Lordship. Allah huwa Rabb. The mushrikeen, idol worshippers. At the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were believing this Tawheed. Open your ears, akhi. Because some people out there, they say, no, they didn't believe. مشركي عرب مشركي قريش ما كانوا يؤمنون بربوبية الله. You find some Muslims saying so. بسم الله الحمد لله. بسم الله نعم. This type of توحيد, the oneness of Allah in Lordship, which means Allah is the creator of the universe, He is the owner, He is the controller. Idol worship were affirming for Allah only. Only. Who created you? Allah. Who created the universe? Allah. Who give you life? Allah. Who caused you to die? Allah. Who feed you? Allah. Who control all affairs? They were saying Allah. They were not saying idols, angels, saints, anybody else. Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab. To know that that Tawheed, even though without it there is no belief in Allah, but yet it's not sufficient. Because that would have been sufficient, that idol worship would have been upon Tawheed, and they were not. They were upon Shirk. So from believing in Allah, believing that Allah is the Lord, He's the creator of the universe, the owner, the controller. Many ayat shows that, that those people were affirming that for Allah. يكفيك. What's enough to you? The ayah in Surah Yunus. قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَمَّنْ يَمْلِكُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارِ ومن يخرج الحي من الميت ويخرج الميت من الحي ومن يدبر الأمر فسيقولون الله. If they are asked, who provides for you from the heaven, from the earth, the food you eating, the water you drinking, all of it, who gives to you? If you ask, rather ask, or the Messenger of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah command the Messenger to ask them. Did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ask them? Yes, he must, because he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was obeying Allah in everything Allah command. So he asked sallallahu alaihi wasallam this question: who provide for you from the heaven and from the earth? One question. This is about provision. أَمَّنْ يَمْلِكُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارِ, who owns the hearing and the sight? Who is the owner? وَمَنْ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ, who brings the living from the dead and the dead from the living? Means who gives life and causes death. Not only that, not providing, not only creating, not only the hearing and the sight. وَمَنْ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ, who controls the matters, who disposes the affairs, all of it. Allah said, فَسَيَقُولُونَ, they will say, Allah. They will say Allah. So they were not saying either. They were not saying malaika. They were not saying anyone else, anybody other than Allah. So they were believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the creator. Azza wa Jalla, he is the owner. Azza wa Jalla, he is the controller of affairs. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers here, Rabbu samawati wal ardu ma baynahum. طيب. Second type of believing tawheed relate to Allah, believing in Allah is fa'budhu. Therefore worship him alone. Single out Allah in worship. All act of worship addressed to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what the idol worship they rejected. Now they know. As for worshiping only Allah, no. Yes, we worship in Allah, they say, but we are not single out Allah in worship. No la ilaha illallah, that's what they say. You don't find in the Quran ever those people rejecting that Allah is the Rabb. You find that they, Allah is the Rabb. He is the creator, he is the owner, he is the provider. But you find them rejecting la ilaha illallah. That, to know that it's two different issues. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, what happened? وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. When la ilaha illallah is said, they feel arrogant. وَيَقُولُونَ إِنَّا لَتَارِكُ آلِهَتِنَا لِشَاعِرٍ مَجْنُونَ. They say, are we leaving? Are we abandoning our gods for a sha'ir majnun? So they rejected to worship only one God, only Allah. They say, إِنْ كَادَ لَيُضِلُّنَا عَنْ آلِهَتِنَا لَوْلَا أَنْ صَبَرْنَا عَلَيْهَا. He was about to misguide us from our gods, had we not be patient with them. This shows how strong Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم advised them, addressed them to leave and to abandon worship other than Allah. So they rejected to accept la ilaha illallah, that there is only one true God. Worship only Allah alone, they rejected. But as for believing Allah is being the creator, the owner, they accepted. Therefore Allah said in Quran, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. Most of them believe not in Allah except while they are shirk. So Allah affirmed that they believe in him, but mixing with shirk. And what's required? Only tawheed. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Those who believe and don't mix their belief with dhulm, shirk, those are those who have the security and the guidance. So فَعْبُدْهُ, worship Allah alone. This is tawheed al-ibadah, to sing out Allah in worship. Question, why those people refuse to worship only Allah? Yes, they were worshiping Allah. They were making hajj, they were making umrah, they were fasting even day of Ashura. Quraysh were fasting. They were making i'tikaf. They were honoring the Kaaba. They're making a nadr. You need a proof for that? Take from Umar radiallahu anhu. In Sahih al-Bukhari, Umar radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, inni nadartu fil jahiliyyati an a'takifa laylatan fil masjid al-haram. يسأل عن حكم ذلك ماذا يفعل إني نذرت في الجاهلية ليس في الإسلام أنا أعتكف ليلة في المسجد الحرام فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام أوفي بنذرك عمر asked the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم what should he do because عمر pre-Islamic time before Islam before Allah sent messenger محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم before عثمان عمر become Muslim In Jahiliyyah time, he made a vow to remain in the Masjid al-Haram entire night. What should he do? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Awfi bin Adrika, fulfill your vow. This shows that Umar radiallahu anhu in Jahiliyyah time was worshipping, doing act of worship. From those acts of worship, can you mention one? Yes? Another vow, he made a vow, another act of worship. I'tikaf, to remain in the masjid, another act of worship. Who can remember this? This is a little tricky. Mention the third one. Yes? Wafa bil ahd. Allahu Akbar. To fulfill what he promised. That's what he's worrying about. What should I do? And vow means that something you make mandatory on yourself. Another act of worship he was doing, honoring the Kaaba. That's why he made the i'tikaf specific to the Masjid al-Haram, not to any other place, not to his house. It's honoring. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, fulfill your vow. Here is a question. This vow, this i'tikaf, Umar, was he doing for an idol? Of course, Umar used to worship idols before Islam. Rather even fought the Messenger for that. But when he made this vow, did he did that vow? Did he make that i'tikaf for an idol or he did for Allah? It's a question I have for you. Some of you say for Allah, some of you say for idol. I have two different answers. I need one answer. Yes. Umar radiallahu anhu, he did that for Allah, not for an idol. What is the proof? Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded him to fulfill. Order him fulfill your vow. Here is the question. Had Umar make the vow for an idol, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will tell him to do that? La. If Umar would have made the vow for an idol, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would allow him to continue a vow he made for an idol. This is shirk, kufr. Right or wrong? In a hadith, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من نذر أن يطيع الله فليطيعه ومن نذر أن يعصي الله فلا يعصي. If you make a vow to obey Allah, what should you do? Fulfill. Oh Allah, if you give me a job, if I accept it by the university, if I have a child, if I marry that lady, if I get this money, oh Allah, I will fast Monday and Thursday. Allah gave you what you wanted. You must fulfill that because this is ta'ah. Fasting Monday, Thursday is ta'ah, it's obedience. It's an act of worship. But how about if someone say, oh, if I get a job, I will boycott my mom. I will never talk to my mom. This is obedience or disobedience? This is disobedience. وَمَنْ نَذَرَ أَنْ يَعْصِيَ اللَّهَ فَلَا يَعْصِي اللَّهَ فَلَا يَعْصِي Whoever make vow to disobey Allah, he shouldn't disobey Allah. Now you change. You don't fulfill that disobedience vow, but you make expiation, kafara, because you make vow for Allah. By the way, the vow is not likely to make it in Islam. إِنَّمَا يُسْتَخْرَجُ مِنُ الْبَخِيلِ It's not encouraged to make a vow. Don't say, Allah, if you give me job, I will fast Monday, Thursday. Fast Monday, Thursday, without this condition. And it will not bring, something will not happen because of your vow. Allah is not giving you the job and the jail or whatever you ask it. Because of the vow you make, you will not. إِنَّمَا يُسْتَخْرَجُ مِنُ الْبَخِيلِ But if you make it, you have to fulfill it. Because this is a commitment you make for Allah. يُفُونَ بِالنَّذْرِ Again, Umar radiallahu anhu, he make that vow, that i'tikaf for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Not for an idol. So this is a clear proof that the idol worshippers used to do an act of worship for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. More than that, it is in Quran that whenever they go through hardship, they used to make ikhlas, al-du'a'a lillahi wahda. They used to pray to Allah alone. Their heart turned to Allah alone. They forget any idol, anyone they used to worship beside Allah when they go through hardship. صحوة لا. فإذا ركبوا دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين. So when they go through hardship, they pray Allah, singing out Allah in the religion. That's the meaning of La ilaha illallah. But that's in the hardship. But فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ when Allah saved them to this land, behold, they make shirk. Now they call someone else. Why are you calling to get us closer to Allah, to intercede for us? They are closer to Allah than us. We are worshipping them to get what we want from Allah. All these things. And this is what shirk is. دعاء لله, سجود لله, الذبح لله, أخلصوها لله. So the point is, from believing in Allah, فعبده, worship Him alone. لا إله إلا الله. Nothing is worth worship except Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end of the ayah, what He said? هل تعلم له سميا? Do you know anyone equal to Allah in names, in description? The answer is no. So you believe Allah has description, Allah has names, and no one is look like Allah, no one is similar to Allah in subhanahu wa ta'ala's names and attributes. طيب. So here I have a question. When Sheikh Sir said, ومن الإيمان بالله الإيمان بما وصف به نفسه في كتاب العزيز وبما وصفه به رسول محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من غير تحريف ولا تعطيل ومن غير تكويف ولا تمثيل. The question I have, when the Sheikh here, he said, from the belief in Allah is the belief in how He has described Himself in His book and in how His messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم has described Him without distorting or denying or without questioning the how or making resemblance. What type of tawheed the Sheikh here is talking about? Is he talking about tawheed rububiyyah, or is he talking about tawheed ululiyyah, or is he talking about tawheed asma wa sifat? Na'am akhi, I don't want to call a specific person and feel offended, but I need somebody to share, to answer. Sheikh Uthaymeen rahimahullah, one of his students mentioned, Sheikh Uthaymeen, Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih Uthaymeen rahimahullah, may Allah have mercy upon him, he had a policy. If he asked question, he expected everyone to raise his hand. Everyone to answer. And he pick up anyone. If that person corrected the answer, alhamdulillah. He doesn't correct the answer, the Sheikh answers the question. What is the point of the Sheikh? Everyone to be wake up. Because when the life of this, shaitan comes to make us sleep. Akhi, I wasn't sleeping when I was in the restaurant, when I was chatting with my phone. Why whenever I listen to Allah and Messenger and Quran, it's because from shaitan. Therefore, even from the sunnah, if you sleep, change the position. It goes away. The point is, Sheikh, he wanted to wake up the students so they be with him. Again, in this portion, the Sheikh paragraph, he said, وَمِنَ الْإِيمَانِ بِاللَّهِ and from the belief in Allah, not all of it, from the belief in Allah, what type of belief is he talking about? Is he talking about rububiyyah or uluhiyyah or asma wa sifat? Al asma wa sifat. Ahsantu. He's talking about asma wa sifat. So this book, this subject, is not about tawhid uluhiyyah. It's not about tawhid rububiyyah. By the way, why the Sheikh is talking about this issue? Why he bringing it here? Any issue the Sheikh mentioned in his book, there are from the Muslims, those who deliver it. Those from the Muslims, those who didn't accept that point. And the issue of differing on the issue of names and attributes of Allah started a long time ago in the Muslim history. All these three things, there's a difference. Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, Tawheed al-Iluhiyyah, Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat. But the difference started with Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat. Then after that, Tawheed al-Uluhiyya. Then today, Tawheed al-Rububiyya. Nasallahu alayhi wa sallam wa al-Afiyah. Things are getting worse. There was time, no Muslim had a question about all three aspects of Tawheed. Then time come, some people, they have debate, they have argument. They have rejection to accept the Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat. Then time go, people come, have a question, an argument and concern with Tawheed al-Uluhiyya. And now you will find, Wallahu al-Musta'am, people who have issue with Tawheed al-Uluhiyya. So, and from the ulama who wrote a book about Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat, Al-Imam ibn Khuzaymah. Imam ibn Khuzaymah, he has a kitab called Kitab al-Tawheed wa Ithbat Sifat Rabbi Azza wa Jal. By the way, in the Sunnah, when one of us yawn, what should we do? Put your hands on your mouth. إِذَا تَثَابَ أَحَدُّكُمْ فَلْيَجْعَلْ يَدَّهُ فِي فَمِهِ فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَدْخُلُ فِي حَدِيثِ صَحِيحِ مُسْلِمٍ. When one of you yawn, he should put his hand on his mouth. Let shaitan go in. Shaitan go in. If you open your yawn, you open your mouth, shaitan go in. In Africa, fly go in. In Africa, there's a lot of fly out there. Yes. So if you open, the fly go. It happened to me. You have to throw. But the hadith says, shaitan, وَهَذَا حَقٌ مِنَ الصَّادِقِ الْمَصْدُوقِ عَلِهِ أَفْضَلُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالتَّسْلِيمُ. It is true. So whenever you yawn, make sure you cover your mouth. Some brothers, they don't even close. Some they close, but after they already open, it took time. لا. Subhanallah. A Sudanese sheikh, who used to be from the Sahara, is a YouTube. And now we warn against sihr. Alhamdulillah upon Tawheed. He had a soldier from the jinn, 280. Work for him, attack people for him. And used to collect the money through that. But people consider him sheikh. And he's sahir. You know, sihr is kufr. But some Muslims, they don't know it. Some of the those they are called sheikh. People seek blessings in them. Recite Quran for our sahara. But wallahi, I met with one of them. Sahir, I met him. The point is, he used to be sahir. He left this sihr because of something very bad happened. When guy come to me, tell him, I want to marry a lady. She doesn't want me. Her family don't want me to marry her. So don't worry about it. He doesn't know that this door, this woman is the daughter of his friend. And he makes sihr. And she started leaving the clothes, run after the man in the street. And then his friend come to him, complaining what happened to him. My daughter, somebody. He said, oh, I'll take care of it. And then he undo the sihr. He said, there I see how evil the sihr is. And he left. From the things he mentioned, that he asked him one day, the jinn, how you possess the human? How you enter to the human? He said, he mentioned three times, three situations. One of it, if he yawn and he doesn't cover his mouth. He said he learned that from the jinn. Then after he learned that from the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you yawn, cover your mouth, barakallahu. That's a mistake I've seen in the masjid. Another mistake I've seen in the masjid, Jum'ah, when the muaddin is making adhan, some beloved brothers are waiting. So the muaddin finish the adhan, then they make the sunnah of the masjid. No. Pray the sunnah of the masjid while adhan is going on, because listening the Friday lecture is more important than listening the adhan, following the adhan. Is that clear? Some brothers, they don't even make sunnah, they just sit down in the masjid. That's wrong. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one time he was giving Friday lecture. A man sit down in the masjid. He said, did you pray? He said, no. He said, stand up and pray and shorten the salah. One time, at the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, Uthman bin Affan entered the masjid. And he asked him, Uthman, you are coming now? He said, I just remember now it's Jum'ah. I even was not able to make ghusl. I just make wudu. Even you didn't make ghusl. This shows the importance of ghusl. The importance of praying salah before you sit in the masjid. So this is a mistake happened. Yeah, from the mistakes happen, I have seen some brothers, they don't close the gap when in the line. He distanced himself from you. Why are you distancing? The Prophet ﷺ said, Tarasul, Suddul Khalal. Yes, don't step on one's feet and don't press him hard, but let it be connected. This is from the Sunnah of the Messenger. Sorry, going out of the topic. The point is, Imam Ibn Khuzaymah, from the great ulama, Muhaddithun, he has Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah, from the ulama of Shafi'iyah, from the Muhaddithun. He died 311, first three generation. He has a book called Kitab al-Tawheed wa Ithbat Sifat Rabbi Azza wa Jal. That's about Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat. Then after time, problem, Muslims have problems, some of them with the Tawheed of Uluhiyya. They start and them worshiping graves, praying to the dead, to the saint, fear of them, saying the awliya, they know the unseen, asking them provision, wallahi. Now the ulama they talk about, they started also giving books, writing books about the Tawheed of Al-Uluhiyya, like the famous book of Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahab, Kitab al-Tawheed, الذي هو حق الله على العبيد. And our time, نسأل الله السلام والعافية, some people have issue with the Tawheed of Rububiyya, denying Allah's existence, atheism, they spreading their corruption. Therefore some ulama like Shaykh Sa'di, he has a book about Tawheed al-Rububiyya. The Sheikh of Uthaymeen, rahimahullah. So when the Sheikh, he said here, وَمِنَ الْإِيمَانِ بِاللَّهِ and from the belief in Allah. Now we only address him one matter related to the belief in Allah, which is believing Allah's names and attributes. How many minutes left from the adhan? نعم. وقت الدخل ودخل وقت. طيب. Adhan we make and then I take more 10 minutes or time finish. Hey, no make, we make Adam, if you don't mind, then we continue and we finish on time. We don't want to delay people, and tomorrow they blame me. Rather, he come from overseas, took our time. Barakallah. So tell me when the time. So here, when the Shaykh, rahimahullah ta'ala, said, وَمِنْ إِيمَانِ بِاللَّهِ and from the belief in Allah Azza wa Jal, he is talking about al-Iman بِأَسْمَاءِ اللَّهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ. الناس في الأسماء والصفات أصناف منهم أهل السنة الجماعة ومنهم المعطلة بأقسامهم ومنهم المشبهة أو الممثلة ومنهم المفوضة كم صنف ذكرنا؟ أربعة. When it comes to the believing the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a description, people are four categories. One group, they are Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Those who follow the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they follow the Jama'ah, the Sahaba, the companion. What do they say? What do they believe? They believe every name and every description of Allah mentioned in Quran and Sunnah. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unique. No one resembles Allah. No one is similar to Allah. No one is equal to Allah. No one is equivalent to Allah. Laysa kamithlihi shay, nothing is like Allah. So the name of Allah, the description of Allah is a description that fits Allah's greatness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, azza wa jal, ماذا? لا يشبه أحد. No one looks like Allah, similar to Allah, resembles Allah, no bad. وهو السميع البصير, Allah is the all hearing, the all see. So Allah has the names and descriptions. And it is unique to Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the Aqidah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Allah mentioned His name in Quran. He mentioned Subhanahu His Sifa, His description, His attribute in the Quran. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned the name of Allah in His Sunnah. He mentioned the attribute of Allah in the Sunnah. Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they accept it, we believe it. Allah said it. Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said it. Upon ليس كمثله شيء. Nothing is like Allah. No one look like Allah. No one is equal to Allah. Allah هو الخالق, هو الواحد الأحد. He's the creator. He's the one. The rest are creation. This is عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة. So every ayah, every hadith about Allah's name and attribute, أهل السنة والجماعة they accept. They don't differentiate between this description than that description. They don't. All of it from Allah, from the Messenger, صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. سمعنا وأطعنا. You have a group called Jahmiya. The Jahmiya, they say, they deny. They say Allah does have a description, Allah does have a name. No. You have to make Allah, you have to believe Tawheed of Allah. And Tawheed of Allah means you have to make Allah one, means Allah doesn't have description, Allah doesn't have names, because if you believe Allah is Ar-Rahman, Allah is Ar-Rahim, Allah has the description of mercy, has the description of generosity, has the description of kindness, has the description of just, if you believe in many gods. Wallahu wahid. So Allah doesn't have a description, Allah doesn't have a name. What this group are called? Ghulatul Jahmiyyah. Those who go very extreme from Jahmiyyah. Another group, follower of Jahmiyyah, they say, no, they believe Allah's names. Mu'tazila. But they say Allah doesn't have a description. Allah has just a name. Doesn't have a description. Allah has the name of As-Sami', but Allah doesn't have the description of hearing. Allah has the name of Alim, the all-knowing, but Allah doesn't have the description of knowledge. Allah doesn't have a description of knowledge. You cannot say Allah has knowledge. No. Don't say Allah has knowledge. Don't say Allah is merciful. Don't say Allah, no, just to say a name. So they deny this group called Mu'tazila. Then you have a group called Asha'ira. They believe the names of Allah, all of it. But when it comes to the description of Allah, they accept a few of it. Seven, the most to 20. But mainly seven. They believe seven descriptions of Allah, the rest they don't believe. Why? They say because if you believe these descriptions for Allah, that means that in a state you resemble Allah to His creation. For instance, they say Allah doesn't have hand, Allah doesn't have face, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they say. Why? Because if you believe that, you resemble Allah to His creation. The Jahmiyyah, they rejected all the names and description of Allah with the same claim that you resemble Allah to His creation. Mu'tazila, they rejected all the attribute of Allah with the claim you, if you believe you will resemble Allah to His creation. And Asha'ira, they say other than the seven, if you believe you will resemble Allah to His creation. And Maturidiyah are close to them. So all these groups, what unite them? Rejecting, denying, تعطيل صفات الله عز وجل كلها أو بعضها. Okay. Then you have another group called ماذا؟ ممثلة or مشبهة. They say we believe the names and the attributes of Allah, but they go very extreme in affirmation and they say the attributes of Allah is like us. Allah's hand is like our hand. Allah's face, our face, these are called mushabbiha. They resemble Allah to His creation. So they say they believe what Allah described Himself with, what Messenger Muhammad described Allah with, but how they understand that they say it's like us. Wal-iyadu billah. This God, what are they called? Mumathila or mushabbiha. Of course, these two groups are deviated. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in His Quran, in His Sunnah, no one is like Him. ليس كمثله شيء. Nothing is like Allah. هل تعلم له سميع? Do you know anyone equal to Allah? ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. Nobody is equivalent to Allah. So when you say Allah has description and it's like the description of the creation, in this case you disbelieve the eye of Allah, ليس كمثله شيء. Nothing is like Allah. Is that clear? Is it clear or I confuse you? Okay. And as for those who said Allah doesn't have description, they disbelieve the ayat, the hadith that mention Allah has a name, Allah has a description. From that, وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Allah is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. So Allah has hearing, Allah hears, Allah has
seen subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Jahmiya and those who follow the Mu'tazila, Asha'ira, Maturidiyah, they're against the ayah of Allah, who was Sami' al-Basir. Allah is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. And the Mumathila and Mushabbiha, they're against the ayah of Allah, laysa kamithlihi shay, nothing is like Allah. Ahl sunnah, they believe both. Allah has names and attributes, nothing is like him. Is that very clear? Here you have the fourth group called Mufawwida. Mufawwida, they say, look, if we believe the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and its attributes, what we're going to fall into is resemble Allah to his creation. And if we deny it, what we fall into it is denying what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described himself with, what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described Allah with. Therefore, we don't know what it means, all these name attributes. لا ندري. نفوض علمها إلى الله. We have no idea. They call Mufawwida. So to them, Al-Sami' Al-Basir Al-Alim Al-Hakim Al-Khabir Al-Aziz Al-Jabbar Al-Mutakabbir Al-Salam Al-Mu'min Al-Muhaymin, to them, doesn't have any meaning for them. Shaykh Santani said they are the worst. How come they don't know the meaning of Al-Sami' Al-Alim? This is Lugha Al-Arabiya. Allah khatab al-Nas bima ya'rifun. Quran Al-Arabiyyan ghayra zi'iwaj al-alam yattaqun. So, those they deny the meaning of the Arabic language, I wish Allah spoke with the people, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran Arabiyyan, la'allakum ta'qilun. So all these three groups, Jahmiya, and whoever follow of Mu'tazila, and Asha'ir Maturid, who deny either all the description of Allah, or at least some of it, they are one group called Mu'attila. Imam Bukhari has a book called Khalq wa Af'al al-Ibad, wa al-Rad ala al-Jahmiyyati wa Ashab al-Ta'til. Okay. And then, on the other hand, you have Mumathila Mukayyifa, who liken Allah to his creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make the creation resemble Allah Azza wa Jal. And you have Mada, you have this group called Mufawwida, who deny the meanings of the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. You have Ahlu Sunnah, who believe all of it in a way that fits Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala greatness. Imagine. Here, one question I ask. That alim, great scholar from Mauritania, Sahib Adwa al-Bayan, what's his name? Sheikh Muhammad al-Amin al-Shanqiti, rahimahullah. He said those who deny Allah's attributes, Allah's descriptions, mention Quran and Sunnah, out of fear to resemble Allah to his creation, he said, Majaneen, they are crazy. Majnoon, crazy. Why? He gave example. He said, think about someone. You tell him, Akhi Qamar, Qamaruddin, I have seen your father. MashaAllah, he was writing something. I liked his handwriting. It was very good. You say, don't say my father has hand. Don't say that. Because if you say my father has hand, you're making my father, you resemble my father to the elephant. Elephant has hand. So don't say my father hand. Akhi, Allahu Akbar, I have seen your father, his face, delightful, shining, very handsome. He said, don't say my father has face. Why? Because if you say my father has face, you liken my father to the horse. Horse has face. Akhi, I have seen your father. Whatever I mention of the description of your father, you say, don't say it. Because if you say that, you resemble my father to the animal. This person, not Qamaruddin, somebody else. This person who answered this way, what do you consider it? Now, what do you consider it? If that happened, someone you tell his father has good handwriting, mashallah, his father is very handsome, his face. You tell, don't say my father has face because the horse has face. Don't say my father hand because elephant has. Don't say my father this. What do you consider it? Majnun, to answer, you agree with the sheikh. Right. Why? Why is he crazy? Why is he crazy, Akhi? Because you're talking about a human being. Why are you bringing horses? An animal. It's two different creations, right or wrong? Here is the point. How about someone, when you're talking about Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah talking about himself, he brings a human being. And therefore, he rejects the description of Allah because he doesn't want to resemble Allah to his creation. Who is more crazy, this one or the first one? Yes? The one who rejects who human being descriptions, attributes, out of fear to resemble them to the animal, is he the worst or the one who denied the attribute of Allah out of fear to resemble Allah to his creation? Who of them? Because the creation are close to, not the same. The human is different than horses, but still are creation. So if you are not accepting that from, you are not rejecting your human being descriptions, because animal also has a description with the same name, how about Allah, between Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the wahid al-ahad, the creator, and the creation? So this argument, they don't believe Allah has description, Allah has hand, Allah has face, because that necessitates to resemble Allah to his creation is falsehood. It's min tadlis iblis, from the deception of iblis. Because when you're talking about Allah, you're talking about Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sifa lillah azza wa jal. When you're talking about the creation, you talk about creation. Talk about human, talk about human. Talk about animal, talk about animal. Even animals are not the same. Is this understandable? And this person, when he rejected, your father has face, your father has hand, your father has this description, because of the animal having the same description, what he did? He did three mistakes. He fell into three major things. Number one, he actually believed the resemblance between your father, the human being, and the animal. That's what came to his mind. And that's wrong, right or wrong. And when he accepted that, what it led to deny the human being descriptions. Your father has face, your father, he denied that. Right or wrong? Third mistake, when he denied that, he made your father resemble non-existent things. Because something without a description is ma'doom, is something not existing. Is that understandable? Therefore, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they have the aqeedah, belief, whatever Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in his Quran, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the Sunnah about the names and description of Allah, all of it. With the aqeedah, with the creed that Allah is unique, Allah is one, no one looks like Allah, no one is similar to Allah, no one is equal to Allah, no one resembles Allah. Allah is wahidun, ahadun, subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-khalaq. And all the description of Allah and attributes is beyond our imagination. We don't know how. Ahlul Sunnah, they don't know how the description of Allah are, but they believe Allah has this description, and this description are the best. Let alone Allah the great, subhanahu. Even some of the creation, we don't know how. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, Allah azza wa jal said in Hadith al-Qudsi, أَعْدَدْتُ لِعِبَادِي الصَّالِحِينَ مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. In Jannah, for the righteous slaves of Allah, Allah make us among them. There is something that what Allah prepared for them, it never came to the mind, to the heart of any human being. وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. Bashar, nakira, fi siyagh al-nafi, tufid al-umum. Even the heart of the Prophet, the mind of never come, never grasp what Allah prepared for the righteous. Think about tonight how the Jannah is beautiful, how it looks like. It will never come to your mind what Allah prepared for the righteous. It's beyond your imagination, right or wrong. If this is with the creation, some of the creation of Allah, how would Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, the greatest? Therefore, Ahlul Sunnah, they believe, to believe Allah's names and attributes, all of it. And that it shows the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't know how. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi.